Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. I'm Andrea Daniel, and today we're talking with Tanisha Johnson, founder and host of the Red Ink Conference, the premier conference for editors and authors, coming up on May 20th. And we're joined by two of the conference speakers, Valerie Coleman and LaTanya Orr. And here's a little bit about each speaker. Authors worldwide write better thanks to editorial guru and author Tanisha C. Johnson. Perfecting manuscripts for hundreds of best-selling authors, she's on a mission to end the prominent everyday abuse of the English language and rectify punctuation pet peeves. As a founder and CEO of So It Is Written, LLC, Tanisha collaborates with industry professionals to take manuscripts to the marketplace, positioning authors for success in the literary world. Well known by many as a human spell check, noun nerd, and grammar police, she proudly wears the badge of honor to correct and serve. Dubbed the editor's editor, Tanisha hosts the annual Red Ink Conference to empower aspiring authors to write from the editor's point of view to save time and money in the self-publishing process. She positions writers as experts in the industry, serving them to create their own writing, editorial business, and multiple streams of income. Thank goodness for that. And best-selling author and award-winning publisher Valerie J. Lewis Coleman serves experts and professional speakers who want to magnify and monetize their message by publishing quality books. She has helped thousands of aspiring authors navigate the challenges of self-publishing. With over 15 years of experience in the book business, this expert divulges industry secrets on avoiding the top five mistakes made by new authors, pricing your book to sell, and identifying a shady publisher. Valerie is co-founder of the Dayton Book Expo, which hosts 500 authors and thousands of book lovers since its inception in 2010. And LaTanya Orr is a Chicago-raised and Detroit-mastered, an award-winning graphic designer, brand strategist, and visual business growth expert. LaTanya developed her lifelong passion for great design and marketing brand communications during her first job experience as assistant PR director for her alma mater, the University of Michigan Health System's Office of Community and Public Relations. Her tenacious resolve has fanned the flame for nearly two decades as an entrepreneur. When she's not creating or strategizing brand concepts, as CEO of her collaborative design studio, Sela XL, she hosts social gatherings through her women's business network, Lady Trep. You might also find her loving on her husband, shoe purse shopping, at church, traveling, visiting her family in Chicago, working on her next book, or watching the latest episodes of Scandal or Empire. LaTanya holds a Bachelor of Arts in Social Psychology from the University of Michigan and an MBA in Entrepreneurial Management from Davenport University. And I want to welcome my three guests with me. Hello, Tanisha Johnson, Valerie Coleman, and LaTanya Orr to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Welcome, welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Hello, how are you, Andrea?
Hello, good evening.
Hello, we are all here. Good evening to you all. So I'm going to start with Tanisha as the host of the Red Ink Conference. Tanisha, why red ink and not any other color ink?
Well, there's this notion that editors are always toting red pens. If you've ever had anything marked up by a teacher, you know a teacher uses a red pen to make stand out. So this conference is the Red Ink Conference because we are positioning authors not just to become better writers, but to even write from the editor's point of view so that we can save them time and money in the publishing process.
Okay. So let's back up just a little bit. That the notion of and the concept of writing from the editor's point of view, what does that really mean for a writer?
Right. So writing creatively, but also writing from the standpoint of not so much spelling and grammar, but your flow, your voice, your consistency, Things that an editor may find, but if you're writing, you know, and if you do a self-edit as well, and if you're writing from the standpoint of I'm being consistent, I have a list of my characters, you know, when you get to the editing and publishing process, it'll be a breeze. You know, the editor won't have to have it for weeks and weeks with corrections and send it back to you. So trying to position people to kind of think, it's almost like double-minded. So, yes, I'm a writer, but for me, I'm an editor too. And so I write and then I go back and do a self-edit because I'm an editor. And not every author does that. So,
You know, and that's a real skill to acquire. So that's what people are going to learn a little bit of at the conference.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about some other things. We're going to talk about ghostwriting. Of course, we're going to cover writing and publishing. But ghostwriting is an industry that a lot of people have not tapped into. So, yes, you may be a great writer, but how about people hire you to write for them? And a lot of people don't think like that, but that's another stream of income that's viable for writers.
Right. Yeah. And so how did you come up with the name Red Ink Conference? I mean, it might seem obvious from your first answer about carrying a red pen that editors always have, but yeah, where did that come from?
Right. So again, it's just a mindset of, number one, I wanted it to stand out. I think when people think of red ink, they think of bold, they think of, you know, correcting errors, and the editors, you know. And ultimately, I know it's authors, but trying to transition those authors to get them to think almost like the editors think.
Okay, good point. So, you know, there are a lot of conferences and workshops and everything around, but what is it that makes the Red Ink Conference stand out from other writers' conferences, would you say?
So I'm so glad you asked. We are doing a couple of things differently. Number one, and Valerie is going to get me for this, but we are probably giving away 30 to 40 gifts throughout the conference, okay? And most times when you go to writers' conferences, you know, you sit, you get the information, you network. There may not be giveaways throughout the whole conference. From the time we start to the time we end, we have giveaways. We are also connected to a nonprofit organization. So a portion of the proceeds for this conference will actually go to a nonprofit. The nonprofit this year is Brown Girls Read, where they assist young African-American women with literacy and self-esteem. So that is kind of what set the Red Ink Conference apart. I have a community component, and I have the giveaway component because I just like to give away gifts. So,
okay. See, now that is great. The gift aspect, and I'm sorry, Valerie, if you're mad at her, but that 30 to 40 gift incentive sounds really, really, really good. Really, really good.
Right.
So, Tanisha.
Right.
Who should actually attend the conference?
So this conference is for authors, of course. If you're a published author, we want to see you. If you're an aspiring writer and you don't know what to start, you don't have any idea about the publishing process, you just have an idea about a book, we would love to see you. Editors, I definitely want editors there who are either aspiring to start an editorial business or they already are proofreading and editing so that they can enhance their business and get more clientele. The people, now I have to uninvite some people, Andrea, because if you're not coming to work, because this is a working conference. So for once, I want to uninvite the people who think that they're just coming to get information and sit and be quiet. I'm going to challenge people to move about the room, to go talk to some people that they don't know. So that's the type of conference this is. So if you're not ready to go to the next level, if you're really not ready to write the book, I would say don't come. And I'm just being honest because we're going to challenge you to get it done. Yeah.
Right. And let me tell you this. I am so glad you mentioned something like this. I'm going to attend, and I'm going to attend from a writer's point of view. But
yay!
I remember years ago, Tanisha, you and I sat together, and this was when I was wearing my professional editor's hat, which I have since retired.
Yes.
You know, yes. And I retired my professional editor's hat because I learned that I did not have the tolerant mentality of an editor. It takes a different mindset to be an editor. And after editing for about a year or year and a half, I learned that me, Andrea Daniel, I did not have that mindset. I did not. It wasn't for me. And so I took that hat off, put it back in the hat box, and I took it and dropped it in the lake, right? Because I didn't want to do it ever again anymore. But so as you are talking about who this is for, you know, that's, talk about a little bit of that editor's mindset, because you're not trying to scare people away, but you are trying to draw people in, and people who are really serious about it. And I'm so glad you approached it in that particular way. So just, you know, a little bit about that editor's mindset, which a writer always also has to have, which you brought up.
Right. So I would definitely say, here's the thing, Andrea, the long-term vision for the conference is for it to be a conference for book editors. Because when I searched online, I found conferences for editors, but they were editors of journals or editors of newspapers. And I wanted to create a conference because editing a book is totally different. You know, we can break rules in fiction, you know, to a certain extent. But, I mean, I just want it to be a training ground for people to become better writers and also for the editorial people to develop their business even more. So, really, it's a networking event, too, because you'll have editors in the room with authors. So, you know, I'm not the only editor in the world, and I'm not naive to that. So I tell people, okay, well, if I can't do your project, there are other editors in the room. And there will be, I know, because they've already registered. You know, so it's a big networking event. It's, you know, industry specific. Even my vendors, I told my vendors, I don't want purses. I don't want perfume. I don't want shoes. Like, you have to provide a service or a product for authors, or I don't want you there. I didn't want the money. It wasn't about the money. I was very specific about my vendors this year.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for that, ma'am. And so I'm going to move on to Miss Valerie Lewis Coleman. Let me make sure I get all her names right, because I first only knew her as Valerie Coleman. Valerie Lewis Coleman. I got it. Hello, Miss Valerie Lewis Coleman. Mrs. Valerie Lewis.
How are you? I'm well.
I am
That's
fine. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Okay, so
thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you are so welcome. Now, I understand you're covering self-publishing, so let's get a little bit into of what you'll cover during the conference. So what are the top three mistakes authors make during the publishing process?
Well, I will say one of the first mistakes that I find that my clients make is not thinking about the book with the end in mind. So they write the book, but they haven't considered who their audience is, what's going to make their book unique. Over 8 million books on Amazon, how is yours going to stand out? You know, they don't think about how they're going to reach their ideal audience. And if you're writing nonfiction and even fiction, I encourage my clients to incorporate subtle hints that they get paid to come out and speak, or they do workshops, you know, conduct webinars, so that as they're reading the book, they also get the understanding and the better understanding of what this person does, what the author does, but also then it better positions them as an expert in whatever their subject matter. And I did want to say, look, let me clarify. I love Tanita, and I call her Tanita. But the reason why I get mad at her for giving away gifts is because, it's more blessed to give than receive, but she gives and gives and gives and gives. I'm like, girl, that's enough. But bless her heart, she doesn't give. You know, and I ain't mad at her for giving away 30 gifts. I hope I get at least 5 of them, because she gives away great gifts.
Right?
I'm like, you spent more on the gift than the people are paying to register. I don't understand this, but okay. If it's working for you, do you, boo-boo. But the two other things that she didn't mention that make the red, it's worth it. It's worth it. You walk away not only with information, you walk away with some great products, some wonderful gifts.
Right.
She's going to make sure of that.
Right.
But the other two things that she failed to mention as far as what makes the Red Ink Conference different is the fact that this year she is going to have a professional photographer there providing headshots for her VIP registrants. As a book publisher, here's another mistake that I see. Now, it's not one of the top mistakes, but I see it often. I see people who take headshots of them, and you see the bathtub in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen
mm-hmm.
car seats and seat belts in the background. I've seen window blinds, and the blinds are busted up in the background. I've seen a young lady take a picture, and she has her bed in the background. Now, see, if you want to be taken seriously as an author, you need to have a professional photo. Tanita's going to have a photographer there for her VIP clients. They're going to leave with a professional photo. You can't get I've never been to a conference where you get that. So I think that really is the part. And the other thing that she's doing differently this year is when you come with a bio, you're going to leave with a working, powerful bio that is effective in defining who you are and what you do. And it's not about, you know, you're the fifth child of 29 and you went to school barefoot in the snow and the no. That may be your life, but nobody cares about that. Even if your book is about your life, that's not what is important. So we're going to help the attendees flesh out what's important to the reader. You have to understand who you're writing to and what's important to them. It's not about you. It's what's in it for me. It's about the reader. So, okay, so back to, I had to sing her praises because she is doing the thing. She's talking about big doors. She's busting doors wide open. So if you ain't ready to walk through, you just take a step back, catch your breath, and keep it moving. Right. But another thing that I see a lot of new authors make as a mistake is they want to put their faces. Now, these people have invested in glamour shots, if that's the thing anymore. Mm. They went and got their hair did, their nails did, their face off. Everything's done up all elaborate and beautiful and gorgeous, and they slap their face on the front of the book. Not a good move. That is a vanity move. Because you're writing the book as if to say it's all about me. This is my book, and this is even if the book is about you. Like I tell my clients, even if you are telling your life story, don't put your face on the front cover. It's not going to sell the book. I don't care how pretty you are, unless you have a recognizable face that people know. Right off the bat, they know President Obama. They know the Orange Man who's in office now. They know Oprah Winfrey. You know they know these people when they see them, and their faces, their images may. Help boost sales. But if you put yourself on the front cover, you're saying, buy me, it's about me, and you're going to lose sales. So that's probably between, not having a quality photo and then putting their faces on the front. And then the other thing that I see more than anything, outside of not doing the research and knowing who you're writing to, is not paying an editor. Pookie and Ray Ray, I don't care how much they love to read. I don't care how much they love you. They are not editors. They cannot edit your book and put it into the proper industry format. And considering all the different types of edit and all the different information and all the statistics and the facts and the consistency and the storyline and the structure and the point of view and the plot and the narrative and dialogue, they don't know that stuff. They just like to read. So people don't want to invest in an editor. They want to do it themselves. Ask some friends. My high school teacher, my English teacher, she may be a great English teacher, but that doesn't mean she's going to be a great editor. Is she going to do substantive edits? Is she going to be a developmental editor? Is she going to be a writing coach? You know, are you looking for a proofreader, content, copy? There are different levels of editing. So I would say those are the things that I see the most that my clients I help my clients avoid that. I see people do, when they're in the writing businesses, they don't know what to do to publish a book. I'm an engineer by vocation, so I transfer my engineering problem solving skills to the book business because it's my objective to make sure that my clients produce quality products at an affordable price, something that they can then turn around and market and sell, but then they're proud to sell it. I don't want to just take like Tanita said, it's not about the money. For me, it's about the message. It's about, you being proud of your product. It's about the excellence. Everything we do, we want to do in excellence. Because why? Word of mouth. We want you to love your product so that you can go and tell other people about the service and the product that we've provided. But then that you can go and get your message out to the masses. Because if you put out junk, you're going to be too embarrassed to sell junk.
That
for you.
That is so right. That is so right. And so when we're talking about getting the message out to the masses, this is when I want to bring in LaTanya Orr, because you're discussing marketing during the conference. Is that correct?
That's correct. Good evening. Good evening.
Okay.
Again.
Good evening. Good evening, ma'am. So what would you say are some of the most important aspects of marketing a book, getting it out there to the masses, making sure people find out about it? What's important?
Well, I would first start by saying that what one of the things I know that Tanisha is wanting us not to talk about all the time. So what I'm I'm going to, of course, it's going to be part of my talk or my presentation because it is, of course, a very integral marketing process to include social media. But there are definitely, I got a list. There are definitely things that authors, self-published authors, should be doing outside of just social media. So that's one. I'm going to definitely be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about how you should build out your author platform and what goes into that in terms of your marketing. You know, how do you do that? Some of the things that you need to be mindful of. Valerie hit on it. We talked about, I can't even talk about the picture thing because if I were to have a whole, in my book, I actually cover that because I come at it from the design perspective. And so I have, I have worked with so many different authors. I've worked in both secular and corporate and point now that I won't even do a book without a professional photograph. If you come to me, if you send me something that's been taken, like Valerie mentioned, in the bathroom, or nope, it's not going to be a good look. It's not a good look. Mm. It's not professional. It's not. How do you think people are going to perceive you to receive you, let alone buy the book, if you didn't take the time or put forth the effort and the money to to advance your project yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So I've gotten to the point that I will definitely talk you down. One, I know we talked about the putting yourself on the front cover. No. But then even having having a professional photograph that you can make for your media kit. So that's the other thing I'm going to be talking about. So those are the three kind of main areas. So definitely talking about your platform, talking about the other opportunities that you can have, that you can definitely market your book and yourself from the platform. And then, of course, just some other things. I mean, sometimes we need to look at, you need to have two budgets. You need to have a budget for producing the book, for publishing the book, but then you need to have a marketing budget too. And it's not being realistic if you think that you can't, you're not going to spend any money. And I mean, it's not about the money, but you got to spend some to make some, and you got to, take a professional picture. You need to put together your, either a one page or a fact sheet. I work with a lot of authors. Because they're subject matter experts, and so I put together their media kit. So it's a complete kit. It includes a press release. It includes, a media advisory. It includes talking points, those kinds of things, so that when someone does solicit for you to come and speak, you have a complete packet, and there's no questions about what's missing. So, so again, talking about some of the things, both the tasks that are, in terms of marketing, and also looking at some of the elements and the things that you that would definitely set you apart from others that are writing maybe the same subject matter. That doesn't mean that you can't make ground on your own. You just create that niche for yourself by your platform.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for that information. And we're winding down. I got 5 minutes left, but I do want to ask, right quick, ladies, what do each of you look forward to about the Red Ink Conference? Tanisha, you go first, please.
I'm going to say can I do two? Okay, so the double dutch jump roping, which I cannot explain right now, but there's a method to the madness.
Oh Lord!
And the bio, the professional bio pitch. I'm looking forward to see what comes up after they rewrite their own bio, because I'm not doing it for them.
Okay. Okay. All right. I saw you talking of asking about two very long jump ropes on social media on Facebook today. I was like, uh-oh, what's she doing? What is she doing? What is she doing? And so, Valerie, what do you look forward to most about the conference?
I think for me, I look more so for the result after the conference. I connected with the young lady today for a different reason, Denisha Chanel Beasley. And come to find out that she was at the Red Ink Conference last year. She purchased my Self-Publishing Made Easy publishing book, and this year, and she used that book to publish the book now, The Single Women's Checklist, and she's using that to now host a workshop. So it's exciting for me to see that, right, the result, because the book is just a launching pad for what can come next. So now she has the book, and she's doing workshops, and she's got a webinar coming up. Just the exponential growth that can come from sitting down, writing the book, publishing it, and then marketing it. So that's what that's what I'm excited about, the results of the conference.
Okay, I love that. And LaTanya, what do you look forward to?
I concur with Valerie, because at the end of the day, you know, what is the result? You know, the lessons that you learn, are you going to walk away and, you know, take those away and implement them? Are you going to actualize the information that you received that day? And so, and the results from that is powerful. So when you look up and you see, you know, I always get so emotional, actually, when my clients, when their book comes off the press, I'm just as excited as they are. It's like, wow, okay, so now, you know, so next step, what we're doing. So, you know, and you just go from, you know, from level to level. And I think that's key, is the result. You know, so what did you learn? And then how and when, and, you know, are you going to put the information, you know, to use?
Okay, wonderful. That's right, because it's all about the end result. And so, Tanisha, the conference is Saturday, May 20th. Where at and what time? And tell us the registration information.
Sure. So Saturday, May 20th, registration starts at 8 a.m. The professional photo shoots for the VIP people start at 8 a.m. People who have already registered for VIP, we've already emailed them their time slots, but if you register, then we'll email you your time slot for the photo shoot. It is 8 to 5, so all day. It is at the Hilton Garden Inn, Southfield, Detroit, on American Drive, and the cost is $87 for general admission. The VIP with the photo shoot and preferred seating is $117. And it includes food. I'm going to feed you breakfast and lunch, and then dinner will be on your own.
Okay, cool. Is there a deadline for registration?
Oh, yes. So the deadline to register is May 14th. We have to shut down registration on May 14th.
Okay.
They can register at redinkconference.eventbrite.com.
Okay, Red Ink Conference at
Eventbrite.com.
Okay, wonderful. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for being on the air with me, Tanisha Johnson, Valerie Lewis-Coleman, and LaTanya Orr. And like I said, I'm looking forward to attending the Red Ink Conference, because I have a lot to learn myself. So I want to thank you all so much for being with me tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Good night. And that is it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you out there so much for tuning in. Be sure to be with us next Wednesday when my guest is Sylvia Jordan to talk about her book, The Art of Juggling. That's here on blogtalkradio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook and the MotownWritersNetwork.com. This has been Andrea Daniel for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you out there so much for listening in. I really do appreciate you for being there. Have a good rest of your day and live a good story. And if you are so inclined, write about it. Goodbye.